reminder, this conference is being recorded. Thank you. I'd now like to turn the conference over to Ms. Emily James. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Welcome to today's press call to discuss the NCAA Division I Committee on Infractions decision regarding San Jose State University. As members of the media, you should have received a link to both the press release and the public decision, which contains the details of the case. The information can also be found at nca.org. The Committee on Infractions is an independent group comprised of representatives across the NCAA membership and the public. The members of the Committee on Infractions who reviewed this case include Melissa Convoy, Deputy Director of Athletics at the University of Notre Dame, Bobby Cremins, former head men's basketball coach at Georgia Tech, Thomas Hill, Senior Policy Advisor to the President of Iowa State University, Joel Maturi, Chief Hearing Officer for the panel, and former University of Minnesota Twin Cities Athletics Director, Eleanor Myers, law professor at Temple University, and Joseph Novak, former head of football coach at Northern Illinois University. Joel Maturi will now discuss the findings and decisions of the Infractions Committee. Following his opening comments, he will take questions.
Thank you, Ms. James. It's an honor for me to represent the panel, as well as the Office of the Committee on Infractions, and I thank those of you who joined us on the call. The Committee on Infractions decision details the findings and the penalties in this case, and I recommend that you read it thoroughly. Our comments today are really designed to address your questions and answer any report things that you may have, but the report stands on its own merits. The violations in this case centered on the San Jose State Women's Basketball Program exceeding the allowable number of countable athletically related activity hours over three different semesters. A women's basketball student athlete who was sitting out a year because she was a non-qualifier also participated in conditioning and skill-related instructional sessions, which is contrary to the NCAA rules. The former San Jose University head women's basketball coach acted unethically when he falsely claimed to be unaware of the violations in his program. He stated during two interviews that he was unaware that the student athlete served her year in residence, participated in any countable athletic related activity, when in essence he actually invited her to participate and observed her during some of those sessions. We also found that he failed to set an atmosphere for rules compliance by conducting the impermissible out-of-season countable athletic and related activities and directing the non-qualifier student athlete to participate in team countable athletic activities. We prescribe the following penalties and corrective measures. There's a one-year probation period that will begin today and will run through October 25th, 2017. There's a one-year show cause order for the former head coach that begins today as well and will run through October 25th of next year. And during that time, if he is employed at an NCAA member institution, he cannot be involved in preseason athletically related activities from the start of the academic year through the beginning of the formal practice, and in postseason athletic-related activities from the last game of the season to the end of the final exams. There also is a $5,000 fine that was addressed to the school. And those really conclude my open remarks. Again, I remind you to read the report thoroughly and certainly will do my best to answer any questions that you may have.
Thanks, Joel. David, can you please explain to the reporters how they can indicate if they want to ask a question?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question at this time, please press star then one on your phone. You will hear a tone indicating that you've been placed in queue to ask a question. You may remove yourself from this queue at any time by pressing the pound key. One moment for our first question.
No questions. This concludes our call today. A recording of this teleconference will be available in the near future at ncaa.org.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude our conference for today. Thank you again for using the AT&T Executive Teleconference Service. You may now disconnect.